Hi, I'm Art Kaplan. At NYU's School of Medicine, I head the Division of Medical Ethics. How many of you have wondered whether you or your colleague should keep your beard? There's been some publications recently that suggest that beards, even well-trimmed beards, beards that are washed every day, still may be a place that harbor microbes and infection. And as we all know, there are lots of problems with infectious viruses, infectious microbes, infectious bacteria in hospitals and nursing homes. So it's become a real tough personal choice question. Should anybody, men who are physicians, or for that matter nurses, have a beard? Now, this is part of the bigger debate about whether doctors should wear ties because they get dirty and they can touch the patient. Better to wear no tie or perhaps a bow tie, although I happen to be in a medical school that kind of wants medical students to wear ties as part of their professionalism. Are we putting professionalism ahead of patient safety? There are other issues. Are we washing our white coats enough to make sure that they're not becoming incubators of disease, incubators of infectious disease? The issue about personal hygiene is tricky. Certainly, if you have long hair, you're somebody who's going to be working in settings where there's blood exposure or surgery, we expect people to wear hair nets. We might expect people to wear beard nets. We might expect them to do what they can to protect the patient and the room from any type of infection that might occur because you're shedding viruses or shedding bacteria. On the other hand, whether any of these things work well in terms of protecting against viral contamination, against bacterial transmission, it's not really known. There's even some data that shows it isn't really the beard, it's what's growing on your face. And whether you have a beard or not, some of those microbes fall off anybody's face, and they're just a source of contamination as well. Maybe we've got to get the Purell all over our bodies before we walk into some sort of surgical or high exposure setting. I think the issue of whether or not you can wear a beard is personal. I think it's still not evidence-driven in the sense in which it's so bad a problem that we have to insist everybody start shaving who has a beard. On the other hand, there's certainly going to be more and more attention paid to different routes of transmission, whether it's hand washing, white coats, ties, shoes, clothing, rings, other sources of possible infection. You may be able to keep your beard now, but my hunch is you better get ready down the road to shave it off if the data keeps coming in that what you think of as perhaps an aesthetically pleasing, interesting, appearance-enhancing cosmetic choice turns out to be a medical problem. I'm Art Kaplan. I'm at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU School of Medicine, and thanks for watching.